Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business. My name is Emmett Oliver. You're very welcome along. Now, there's a lot of fear out there at the moment. The list is pretty long. Inflation, tariffs, and lots of things that are going on geopolitically in Ukraine and so on. But it doesn't seem to be dampening housing demand. We saw house prices going up by about 8% the last set of numbers we had. And this morning we can take a little look at what's happening with the mortgage market. Mortgage approvals continue to grow in April as first-time buyer activity reached new highs. That's the latest figures from the Banking and Payments Federation. And their chief economist, Ali Ugar, is joining me now. Good morning to you, Ali.
Good morning, Emmett.
Now, you've got an increase here of 5.8% year on year in terms of the number of mortgages approved, which seems pretty strong. It looks like demand is there. We know there's all sorts of issues with supply, but demand is still remaining pretty robust according to these numbers.
Demand is robust, you're right, and that demand is mostly coming from the first-time buyer market. So our latest monthly approvals data for April shows that we had over 4,700 mortgages approved. And again, first-time buyers account for around just over 62% of this total volume. And this has been a continuing trend in over the last few years. The first-time buyer segment accounts for around slightly over 60% of the total approvals.
Now, you know, classic economics would tell you that as the prices go up and up and up, demand should soften up, but there doesn't seem to be any sign of that.
It doesn't seem to be, but I think we need to have a look at it in the context of what's happening in the other parts of the economy. For example, we have significant employment growth, we have significant earnings growth on average. As you might be aware, CSO published data, I think for the first time, the gross average earnings reached over 1,000 euro. Again, these are averages, obviously it varies significantly sector by sector. So I think they are important factors as well.
Yeah, no, I see the wages figures out from the CSO 2 days ago showing, you know, in some categories, particularly technology and financial services, salaries are actually outpacing the growth in inflation. So, yes, there's a lot of fresh money coming in there. That must be what's powering up, because I can see that the value of the mortgages is, never mind the 5.8%, I mean, the value of the mortgage has been issued is really racing ahead.
That's true. And I think you're right. It's year on year, especially when you look at year on year, the sort of volume is up by nearly 6%, but the value is up by in double digits, 13.6. I think that's a reflection of the average property prices. Having said that, the average price increase in property prices seems to be declining, because when you look back, we've moved from as back as March 22, we were at 15% annual price increase in property prices, average prices. It's slightly down to 7.5. And when you look at the monthly figures, actually, the latest figures for March show that there's actually no price growth on average nationwide.
Now, what do you put that down to? Obviously, it's not one factor. Obviously, the previous rises increase in house prices have sort of moderated that a little bit. Maybe there's worries about tariffs or other geopolitical factors. So do you have any sense of what might be driving that bit of moderation?
I agree. I mean, some of the uncertainty that you've talked about earlier in terms of the economy, the tariffs, geopolitical uncertainty, in terms of people's prospects or thinking in terms of their future jobs, that might have helped. And also, as you suggested, we are coming from a high base, so one would have expected the price increase to slow down in a way.
Now, we tend to talk about the first-time buyers because, as you said, they're 60% of the total volume, but there is the other group of people moving and trading up and so on. Can you just walk me through what's happening with that particular group?
The mover person market has been under pressure for a while because, as you suggested, the supply is not there, and first-time buyers are account for most of the supply in a way for the new properties. And the mover person are probably finding it difficult to find a suitable property. But in terms of the volume, we see a slight increase, just nearly 1%. But again, the values are quite up there in terms of the increase in terms of mortgage approvals. That in a way shows that they probably have more purchasing power if they can find a suitable property. And again, that's expected given for more purchasers, they'll be probably older age group and their incomes are probably higher than the first-time buyer group.
Now, the interest rate picture is kind of a complex one. Yes, the ECB has been cutting rates, as we know, but equally, a lot of people are on fixed mortgage products nowadays in Ireland. So, you know, they've been out of the market for several years and they're only coming back in to get a new deal. So can you talk to us a little bit about the influence of rates at the moment and how they might be playing through into the figures that we see before us?
We have seen an increase in terms of the switching activity. You may remember that when we published our report, switching activity increased significantly, especially the second half of 2022 and during the first half of 2023. with the ECB rate increases, Irish consumers sort of took advantage of the lower rates at the time. So we are seeing an increase in terms of the switching activity, slightly from a lower base. Obviously, there hasn't been much activity in the past year in terms of switching. But these are the people, obviously, that you said that they who took advantage of the lower rates back, say, in 2022, going back even 21, 22, 23, who might have been on 5- and 3-year fixed rates. So they'll be coming out of those rates and looking for other rates, obviously, available for them.
Yeah, there's lots of things there. You get a sense of the demand, just the amount of people trying to get housing. We all know that. But when you look at the figures, it's so vivid. I mean, one particular figure in your press statement today really bounces out to me anyway. It's that 14,500 people have applied for the Help to Buy scheme in the first few months of this year. That's up from about 10,000 in the same period last year. So obviously a lot of people are being displaced from one part of the housing buying market into this other area. I mean, that's an enormous increase.
It is a significant increase. And again, we have been seeing this increase in the Help to Buy applications. Help to Buy, we track the data from revenue, and it's a good indicator because it's for a certain cohort of segment of the market where first-time buyers looking to buy a new property, they can avail of the Help to Buy. And over the years, we have seen significant increase in these applications. Now, not all of these applications obviously turn into a claim by the prospective buyers because they need to find a suitable property, which needs to be a new property. So, but at least it gives us a good trend as to what the interest is from first-time buyers looking to buy a new property.
Okay, listen, thank you very much. Ali Ugar is the Chief Economist at the Banking and Payments Federation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.